We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Ruckel. And coach, let's start first with your game on December 8th against West Hancock, a 55-49 win for your club. I had a chance to watch that game. What an exciting game it was. Coach, tell me about it.
Yeah, that was a really fun night for us. West Hancock is always tough. They've traditionally been very good every year. So to come out at our home court and start playing really well, I mean, we shot pretty decent from the floor overall too, and have the kids excited to get fired up and ready to play, and had some kids step up that hadn't stepped up before, and had three people in double figures for scoring. So that was a great win at home and very exciting victory for us.
Coach, just from watching the game, it seemed like every time your club needed a big shot, you guys were able to hit it.
Yeah, I mean, we had some kids, you know, some girls hitting some decent amount of threes. You know, Josie Hugson was 3 of 7 that night. Taylor Bonick should have been 5 of 10, but they missed one on the scoreboard. We went back and watched the feeds and saw it. But anyway, so she was 4 of 9, which is awesome. And then we had another girl that hit one this year too, which is 1 of 3. So 8 of 19 from the field, pretty big. I'll take 42% from the three-point line any day. And just getting kids to, I mean, we have Ellestini stepped up and had an amazing rebounding game, had 13 rebounds. She dominated that second half. And it's fun to see her finally, you know, I'm just trying to give her confidence. She's a senior, but she's very athletic. And so getting her that confidence to go up hard and get those rebounds. And she almost had a double-double. She had 8 points, too. So 13 rebounds, 8 points. I'd take that stat line every game. That'd be great.
Coach, more on this one, but obviously, you guys haven't beaten West Hancock since 2016. None of these girls were in school at the time, in high school at the time, so obviously it's got to be a feel-good for the girls as well.
Yes, it was great. It was a big game for me, too. When I coached last time, Paul got me every single game. They were very good in those years, too. So for me to come out and try to get a win against West Hancock was also a personal goal for me. It's always nice to get one that you haven't got before, and the girls just played really well. You know, and obviously still have some very good talent there, but I just thought, God, we have a lot of talent we just got to put together. And so this game, they came out fired up, ready to play, and so that was super fun to see them excited, and it was just a great victory for us.
Coach, your next night out, you guys are taking on St. Ansgar. They come to your gym as well. Another pretty good basketball team, and another game you guys were able to get the win, 42-35.
Yeah, so we knew they have some height. You know, we did obviously some scouting and stuff and watched some film, and, you know, they're at a really tall girl. They say 6'3", I think, in the online. And so, you know, not that we don't have some height, but we don't have someone that tall. But so I think the girls, you know, really came out well. Taylor Bonick had her first double-double of her career. She had 10 rebounds at a 5'3", and 5'4" the most. She had 10 rebounds and 16 points that night. Again, Elsini had 10 rebounds again. And then Josie Hugson stepped up and had 14 points. She was 2 of 6 on the three-point line, but 6 of 10 from the field. So, you know, they had to come out hard. They definitely didn't go away. I mean, that was a closer one throughout the whole game, too. And their post player, you know, did really well. And but, yeah, I thought just we played a great, again, if we can shoot in the 30-35% from the field, it seems to be that's kind of our key. If we're not shooting well, when we kind of really, really struggle, obviously anybody would. But so if we can make those shots and put some stuff, you know, make them go in the basket and score some points and get the rebounds, that was a big game. So it was nice. I mean, it's a good test to have another tall person to go against. Obviously, we've seen Audie Crooks, and we had a big game plan for her, too, but she's one of the best, obviously, in the whole entire state. So at least we'd seen her once. It was a fun competition to come out in a non-conference, but play hard and see some different people. And I thought we did pretty well against her.
Coach, your next night out, you guys played against Central Springs, also at home. You guys had a long string of home game, which is nice to start the season. Another big girl inside this time, though. Central Springs able to get the best of you in this contest, Coach.
Yeah, this is a tough game for our shooting. I hope I never have a 17% from the field again. It was really rough, 11% from the three-point line, so we just couldn't get anything to fall. It was actually a lot closer game than what it shows. And we were within it, you know, the last few minutes of the game. We were still pretty close. So we just couldn't get things to fall for us when we needed it. 17%. It goes back to we just got to finish. We got to make shots, so especially the two-pointers, you know, up close. And we just got to be finishing. We had, you know, obstacle looks too. So, it's a tough game. They did have a very, very talented post player as well, and she actually scored quite a bit of points on us, more than her average. She did really well against us, so that obviously didn't help as well. But it was one of those you have to shake off and like, okay, guys, we had, you know, shot 70%. You know, hopefully that doesn't happen again. You know, against Belmont, we lost to them. We shot 22%. So we got to get rid of these low, you know, percentage shots, and I think we'll be doing a lot better. So that was a hard one. Because I think that's one that, you know, I think we could take another time if we play them. I think we'd go at it hard and could maybe come out with a victory on that one. So that was a tough one to swallow, but again, you just got to shake it off. And hopefully the next day you do better and get that shooting in to actually shoot off shots to fall.
Well, Coach, you maybe get another crack at them come postseason, as it's not far-fetched that you guys in Central Springs will meet up in a postseason game. Your next night out, you guys travel to North Union. You played a bunch of games in a row, but at home, but then you guys have to travel to North Union and play there, and they're able to get the best of you pretty good in that one, Coach.
Yeah, that was a really rough game for us, and we did have some illness, so the girls weren't playing, you know, feeling great. However, you got to learn to, if you're able to play, you got to be able to play. So, yeah, it was a rough game. We just could not get anything to fall. We couldn't even get shot attempts. We were just making some really poor decisions. The defense stumbled us, you know, got us a little confused and a little nervous there. We just couldn't score. I think we had 2 points in the first quarter, so that's a rough start. Second quarter, we did a little better, hit some shots, but this kind of tells a story. We had 32 turnovers, but and we had 36 shot attempts the whole entire game. So if you're, you know, losing the ball half the time every time you're on the floor, that's a rough stat to try to beat. So we definitely did not play well. Overall, our shooting, you know, was okay, but we didn't get many shots off, so that's really rough. And so I think at home, that's a tough place to play. The court's really small. The, you know, student section is right hovering above you on the one side of the court because it's a stage and they're right on the edge. And it's just a little intimidating, I think. And so the girls got to learn to, you know, fight through that and step up and still got to make plays and make shots. And we had a week off, you know. One of my girls was sick all week before, the week before, but we had a full week off. We had lost 2 games. So I think we just came out slow, and obviously they can never recover as well. So looking to put that one past us until we can have to come back and revisit it the next time we play them at home. I do think it'll be a different ball game. I think it'll be closer. And they actually shot really well. They had some kids shoot way above their averages too, but I thought our defense was decent. So I think just the offensive side, we just kind of panicked a little bit and didn't really make good decisions and had some turnovers that weren't normal for us. So again, I said that let this one hurt. You know, we want it to hurt. You got to remember this, but this is not the end. And remember this the next time. We'll go back out it and I'll go back at it and go after them hard next time. We've got this next week now, next week to get some practice in and start getting refreshed. And a new year starts, and hopefully our record will start improving and get some wins on some teams people aren't expecting. So I think we're capable of that. We're trying to learn a whole new program. I told them that too. You know, North Union's been doing the same thing for many years. He coached back when I was coaching the first time, and so they have a tradition. They've done it every year. They've done tons of repetitions, and so we're trying to do a whole new program, whole new things here at Lake Mills, and so it's going to take a while. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs. We're still learning and trying to figure out what a post player does and how to make moves inside, and so we've been really focusing on that in the last few months, and so it'll take some time, and so it could be some rough patches here and there. I hope the girls are going to fight back, and I know we're very talented. We can do it. You've got to have confidence, and shots got to fall, especially the ones that are closer, that higher percentage shots got to go in, so I'm excited. I'm glad we have a break now. It's good timing. People need to get healthy. I got to get healthy. We all got to get healthy. There's been a lot of sickness going around, so I'm hoping this break gets us ready to go, freshened up, and ready to push off for the last half of the season, where I'm really excited. Lots of games, and we have lots of games we can win, and I think every game we could win, obviously, and I'm not going to say we can't, but we have a really tough conference, and so we're going to go at one game at a time and play hard, and hopefully just the girls know that I'm still confident in them, and I believe they can do it, and they can get that confidence in themselves as well.
Coach, as you mentioned, a little bit of a break, and then your club will come back out and play a lot of games there in the second half of the season. A lot of people don't realize, but you guys do have a no-contact time for a week there as the Christmas break starts, and then you guys are able to ramp it back up. So, Coach, what are you guys going to do over the break and after the no-contact period to get going?
Yeah, so, I mean, the no-contact started earlier than expected because of the weather, so they get an extra day off even, which is fine. It's good. I'm okay with that because we just need a break. I need a break. We all just need to be home with families and enjoy the holiday season and Christmas, but Yeah, once next week comes, so Tuesday's the first day we can go back. We'll have Tuesday through Friday next week. I do have some kids going on vacation, which is fine, but it's rough because we Monday we come back right away with a Garner, so with a remake game. But I'm excited. We need to reevaluate. I think, you know, Coach Stone and I, my assistant, we're going to go through and talk to each girl and kind of go through things that we see they're doing going well and things we can improve on to try to get them on a good path of improving and our whole team on a path of improving. And just let them know that I'm confident and we're not giving up. You know, we're excited for the season. We're having so much fun. Like, there's so much potential. You know, and the second half can look a lot different than the first half. I think we've done a lot of good things. I think the nights we've lost, minus a couple, is just our shooting has not fallen. We just had really poor shooting percentages. So if we can get those shots to fall, some of these games could be totally different ball games. So we can have a, you know, winning record right now. So we're not going to give up. We're going to have fun. We're going to work on fundamentals. We got to get a lot of shooting in starting Tuesday. Try to enjoy it, come back together as a team. And but yeah, just do the little things in practices and start. We got to get the intensity up in practices now because literally we have Monday, Tuesday, I think Friday coming back right away. So we got a lot of games coming that in January. There's a ton of games, not a lot of practices. So we got to be focused and ready to go once we hit January 2nd.
Coach, you kind of hit on it there. You guys will play over half of your schedule in January and February. So with limited practice time, how do you guys continue to work on the things you want to work on and also compete night in and night out come January and February?
Yeah, so, I mean, we really have to focus. It ends up being just basically, if you have one practice, it's about, you know, getting ready for the next game. It's about a scouting game and getting all the stuff for that next game. So once you have games back-to-back and stuff, it starts getting really hard. So you have to use huddle. You know, use huddle and have the girls ask them to watch film, and you can put tags in there, so they might be doing more of that. You know, look at this is what they're doing so that they can go back and watch. You're all communicating. We have a, you know, group communication app to try to go through points of emphasis and things. You can send that to everybody and they can get it. And then we can, you know, we do morning shooting on game days. It's voluntary, but they come in and shoot and do free throws and stuff. So I think that's been very positive. And I enjoy that. I have two-thirds of my kids coming every day when we have that. And then if we have home games, we're just going to have to, we don't have a practice before. You know, if we have back-to-back games, we're going to have to try to have a, you know, if it's home especially, we can try to get together in a smaller gym and at least go see some scouting reports in person that way. So definitely be harder. It was like that, you know, a week or two ago, we had a bunch of games in a row there and it was pretty tough, not many practices. But, you know, we can do it. The girls got to get focused. They got to do some time on their own off, you know, off out of practice. They're going to have to watch some film. They're going to have to be reading stuff and looking stuff for themselves. They're very smart kids, and some of them really, really love basketball. So I know they'll put that effort in and try to make sure that we know what's going on coming in, you know, to a game and kind of know the personnel really well, hopefully, so we can do the best we can and make the best decisions to try to win that game.
Coach, thanks for joining us so much here on Christmas Eve. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend. We really appreciate your time. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Thanks, you too. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
That's Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Roekel.